From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Frances Alonzo reporting. Syrian forces, supported by Russian airstrikes, launch an attack on rebel-held towns north of the city of Homs, according to Syrian state television, as well as a group that monitors a war Thursday. It comes a day after the U.S. and Russia concluded a third round of talks on rules for conduct in the air over the country. Russia's airstrikes hit targets around the town of Talbisay, as well as the villages of Tirmala, Dar Kabira, and Khalidiyah, just a few miles north of the mainly government-held city of Homs, according to the Syrian Observatory for Human Rights. The group said described the fighting as between regime forces and rebels as particularly heavy, as in particular the town of Talbisay. Myanmar's government and eight armed ethnic groups have signed a ceasefire agreement that is being hailed by officials as a major achievement, even though several other rebel armies refused to sign the deal. The country's reformist president, Thein Sein, attended the televised signing ceremony in Thursday in the capital. Thein Sein says the national ceasefire agreement is a historic gift from us to the generations of the future. Although some of the organizations are currently not ready to sign, the government decided to conclude with the vanguard group of organizations. Vietnam says a Chinese vessel sunk one of its fishing boats near contested waters in the South China Sea. The Chinese vessel slammed into the side of the Vietnamese ship on September 29th near the Paracel Islands, which are claimed by both countries, officials in Chiang Rai province Thursday. VOA News. German Chancellor Angela Merkel says Europe must cooperate with Turkey in order to tackle the migrant crisis. Merkel says that by improving conditions in those regions where migrants come from, they may be dissuaded from traveling to Europe. She spoke to German lawmakers Thursday and said that without a doubt, Turkey plays a key role in this matter because it hosts almost 2 million Syrians and is a key transit point for migrants coming to Europe. Merkel travels to Istanbul Sunday, and she says talks with Turkish leaders won't tie cooperation on the refugee issue to the country's future membership of the European Union. Hong Kong police Thursday charged seven officers with harming an activist who was beaten in a film confrontation that stirred outrage among city residents at the height of the pro-democracy protests last year. The seven officers were charged jointly with one count of grievous bodily harm, and one was also charged with common assault, according to police. They are due to appear in magistrate's court on Monday. Vote counting from Guinea's presidential election is underway. We have Chris Stein reporting.
Guinea's National Independent Electoral Commission estimates voter turnout was about 75%. But so far, the vote tallies have been slow to reach Conakry. The commission has already received results from 11 polling stations in Guinea's embassies abroad. Results from some of Guinea's more remote regions were expected to arrive by air. Guinea's main opposition party, the Union of Democratic Forces of Guinea, announced Wednesday evening that they had withdrawn entirely from the electoral process. The party had earlier alleged massive fraud in the vote and called for it to be annulled. Chris Stein, Conakry.
Germany's motor transport agency is ordering a mandatory recall of Volkswagen cars sold with that software that enabled them to evade diesel emissions tests. The DPA news agency reported that the Federal Motor Transport Authority rejected a Volkswagen proposal for a voluntary recall. The German transport minister is set to announce the details later on Thursday. A survey has found that China has passed the United States in the number of billionaires driven by the rise of fortunes in information technology and manufacturing. The Huron Report said Thursday that the number of mainland Chinese billionaires rose by 242 this year to 596. India's finest left-arm seamer, Zaheer Khan, has announced his retirement from international cricket Thursday, saying he was not fit enough to deal with the rigors of the modern game. With immediate effect, he says, I bid adieu to my career in international cricket. He said this in a statement, adding that he will sign off from every format after the next edition next year. I'm Frances Alonzo in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.